Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. We are at the hour starting Living Well. I apologize. I don't know what's going on with the studio's technology today, but I'm hoping that this is going to record okay because I hear feedback on my end. I've done everything that I know to minimize it, but I'm not having good success. At one point, it was fading in and out. We're going to press forward. I'd like to give you another hearty welcome to Zenobia. We're continuing our expose of fruits and vegetables and why they are so good. Today we're looking at spinach, leek greens, and radishes. Now, all of our vegetables have been highlighted for their nutritional value and the fact that they are just jam-packed with vitamins and minerals to help us to, yes, live well and to live. So I'd like to start off with spinach. Is one of the top nutritious vegetables. For one thing, they are dark, green, and leafy. And for some or all of these presentations, you know that the darker the green, the better for us. Collards. Taylor, also that come to mind that already. But at any rate, spinach is known to provide incredible protection to our body's changes in cell mutations and help hinder those. And in that light, spinach is a good vegetable to use. One is fighting cancer. I am not going to make any claims, any medical claims, that it cures cancer, but let me just restate that it does, has been shown, proven to protect the body's influence of cell mutation. And we know that that is one of the breakdowns that happens when one does. Another study that dealt with spinach showed that it protects nerve cells and has been used in Germany specifically to treat nerve damage in people with diabetes. Some of the key nutrients in spinach include, like many of the other vegetables, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, provides fiber, folate, and even small amounts of lipids and amino acids. So it's really a cadre of nutrition. And we had talked about various ways to prepare our vegetables. I like steam my spinach, but I also, here of late, I have really, I'm saying of late, it's been for a good year now, really been enjoying a I was younger, many, many, many years ago, I used to have it, I guess it was sauteed then, but it was more with a cream sauce. I that hid that before I grew the fondness that I have for spinach now, the cream spinach I think did the true flavor. And I probably enjoyed the cream and the onions more than I enjoyed the spinach. But today it is one of my favorite vegetables. I have so many favorites, I don't know how I could really make a decision. But if you purchase a frozen. Some people like it canned. It's incredibly good when you buy it fresh, but remember to wash it just to be able to remove some of the elements that one would not want to ingest. Then when we think about beet greens are also very, very good, and of course, very good for us. They are a rich source of carotenes and minerals. They provide vitamin C, vitamin E, almost the entire presentation of vitamin B6, B1, which is thiamin, riboflavin, niacin, just a marvelous cadre of vitamins. And before we end, I am going to share a small beet green, very quick and simple beet green recipe with you today. I don't normally share recipes on this show. They're usually placed in my blog, but today I am going to do that because it is so, so very simple. In fact, I'm sure that you have had some of your greens cooked this way, and maybe even your beet greens. I don't know. In terms of radishes, they're not, in the past, they have not been one of my favorites. They are still today not my most favorite, but when I learned that they were good, that radishes are good for cleansing, particularly our gallbladders and liver, I started to have more of an interest in them. And I try to use them frequently now. They also help to stay colds and flu symptoms. And believe it or not, those of you who do not know, they are a wonderful, wonderful diuretic. Again, as I said at the start, they are not overly nutritious, but they have so many benefits to them that one cannot help but to at least try to establish a taste for them. I'm not suggesting that you use them alone if you like them, but place them in your salad or grate them up and in your slaw. I've not tried them in any of my juices. Beet greens are a wonderful addition to your vegetables. Some of the nutrients that would be found in or are found in radishes, the same vitamins, copper, manganese, potassium. I don't think you'll find any vegetable. None is coming to my mind anyway that does not have potassium. Fiber. All our veggies have fiber as well. And doesn't have all of the B's, but it has many of them. Riboflavin, B3, niacin, pantothenic acid, B1, folate, and it too has lipids and amino acids. Now, as I promised, I'm going to share this recipe. Very simple. Take a pot of water, and lightly salt it, or you cannot salt it at all. I tend to not salt my veggies. And after you've washed the beet greens, even if they're organic, you should still wash them. Just place them in that boiling water. I do mine in a saucepan. I'm sorry, not a saucepan. It's like a frying pan, but it's not a saucepan, whatever that is. And have that water boil. Cook your greens there. You can put them in however you like. You can put the whole leaves in half, chop the leaves up into smaller pieces, however you desire, and cook those for about 2 or 3 minutes. You don't want them to be soggy and overcooked. And then you would want to take some garlic, maybe about a tablespoon of garlic. At least I like that much, and a little dash of red pepper flakes, as well as some olive oil to your taste, and combine all of that together, and you will have a delicious treat. Oh, well, folks, we are coming up our next show will be our last one on vegetables. I'm thinking about looking at rutabaga and some of our beans. And then after that, four more sessions, we will turn our attention to fruit and vegetables. Thank you again for joining me on Living Well. I wish you happy eating of vegetables and fruit, and a wonderful, wonderful